رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذو الجد منك الجد اللهم ما أصبح بنا من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اجعلنا من أهل القرآن الذين هم أهلك وخاصتك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لأمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion on this ayah, the first of the last three verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. We discuss some aspects with regards to the thoughts that come into our hearts, those that are voluntary, those that are involuntary, those that we harbor and we entertain within ourselves. In reality, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's great karam, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's great mercy upon the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Inna Allah ta'ala tajawaza an ummati ma waswasat bihi suduruha ma lam ta'mal bihi aw tatakallam. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven from my ummah whatever whispers that is whispered into the hearts of an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, a thought that comes in, it is not a voluntary thought that a person brought upon himself and then thereafter he begins to entertain it. But this thought came and then he tries to ward the thought off. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has forgiven. Ma lam ta'mal bihi, so long as he does not practice upon that ill thought or that evil thought, or he does not speak with regards to it. So hence, this is a great mercy that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has on the ummah of our Nabi, on the ummah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now when we look at the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would be the best examples for us. On the one hand, we will find in the hadith that these ill thoughts, bad thoughts had come into the hearts of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, and then Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were absolutely honest. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum would go to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever the matters may be, whatever the situations may be, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu would go, they would declare it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and then from there the directives of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam become very apparent and very clear. In one narration, it has been narrated that a group of Sahaba had gone to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and this group of Sahaba, they said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that such thoughts enter our hearts that it is absolutely difficult for us to even speak about it. In other words, these thoughts are such that we do not have the heart of even speaking about it. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he replied to Sahaba that that is in actual fact sarihul iman, that is in actual fact actual clear iman, not the fact that the thoughts came. But what is clear iman is that these thoughts entered the heart and we did not want to speak about it. That in itself shows that you have iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In one narration, a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, such thoughts come into my heart that it is better, I feel that it is more beloved to me that I rather become coal. Coal is something that is burnt out. I rather burn myself out than speaking about it. Now on that, Ulu Wasallam said, Alhamdulillahi radda amrahu ilal waswasa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that all praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who refuted, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who denied the efforts of shaitan and reduced it to waswasa. One is this, that shaitan would have worked on a person, on the heart of a person, and wa na'udhu billah, would have turned that person towards kufr, enticed him towards kufr, but this did not happen. It just remained a thought. So these thoughts will come. They had come in the time of Sahaba. They had come to Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had made it known to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Perhaps one very important aspect is, when these thoughts come, what should we do? Now in the hadith, our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that we should seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When these thoughts are with regards to our iman, then we should say, Amantu billah, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi, a great commentator of the Quran Sharif, he says that when we look from cover to cover of the Quran, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has basically kept two enemies for us. From outside ourselves, one is the enemy within ourselves, but from beyond ourselves, there are the two enemies. One is insan, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded that we will have to strive against mankind. And the other is shaitan. And throughout the Quran we will find that wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the enemy shaitan, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown us there is one way out, there is one prescription, one remedy, and that is we turn towards Allah seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayh, based on this hadith, that where we should seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how should we seek the protection of Allah? What should we do? Those are the important aspects of it. So he says that number one is that a person seeks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refuge in Allah. In other words, he says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Be very clear and very explicit, O Allah, I cannot save myself from this. This enemy that is trying to penetrate my heart, O Allah, I seek your refuge. And then we find the beauty of the Quran Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us in the Quran that there are those aspects of the Quran, those verses, those surahs of the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded us to seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second will be the mu'awwadatain. That is, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ till the end of the surah, and then قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ till the end of the surah. So when we have these onslaughts of these waswasas, these whispers of shaitan, these ill thoughts, these evil thoughts that come. On the one hand, we need to apply our discretion to know what is a good thought, to know what is an ill thought, what is a bad thought. Yesterday we spoke about, sometimes we feel the thought of retaliation against someone. Now that may overpower us. So we seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three is Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. We discussed that. Simple, read Ayatul Kursi and then seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the ayat in itself is the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala offers us. Then number four, lengthy, but it is also very, very effective, and that is Surah Al-Baqarah. To recite Surah Al-Baqarah, especially for those of us that have these ill thoughts that are coming in and going out all the time, and then sometimes it tries to establish itself and deep root itself in our hearts, then read Surah Al-Baqarah. Through the barakah of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect us. And then the next two verses of this surah, the last two verses of the surah, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ, till the end of the surah. In that also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept our protection. Then one other surah of the Quran, Hamim Mu'min, that we discussed when we discussed Ayatul Kursi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a tremendous amount of protection for us. There we discussed that if a person reads these verses, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Hamim, تَنْزِيلُ الْكِتَابِ مِنَ اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ غَافِرِ الذَّمِّ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ شَدِيدِ الْعِقَابِ ذِي الطَّوْلِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ إِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will protect that person if he joins Ayatul Kursi from the apparent difficulties and calamities that may overpower a person. And if we read this alone with the intention of seeking the protection of Allah from those waswasas and those thoughts, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, inshallah, will protect us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. The program will continue, inshallah, with the dhikr majlis of Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Desai Sahab. Brothers are requested to participate in the program.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Most respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم used to make this دعاء. اللهم سلمني لرمضان وسلم رمضان لي وسلمه متقبلا. O Allah, preserve me for the month of Ramadan, preserve the month of Ramadan for me, and preserve it in a way that whatever I do in the month of Ramadan is accepted in the sight of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One very effective way of getting our fast, our ibadat accepted in the month of Ramadan is turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do whatever we're supposed to do. Fulfill the rules and regulations of fasting. Perform our salat. Make our qiyamul layl. Do whatever we have to do. But with that, put a spark in our ibadat by making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And this is emphasized in the Quran Kareem. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu uzkurullaha zikran kathira. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. That, O you who believe, Allah is approaching the hearts of Iman. Allah is approaching believers, people that believe in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, believe in the greatness and the majesty of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah says, you believe in me, you believe in my greatness, remember me as much as possible. And then Allah says, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Praise me, glorify me, make my dhikr in the morning and in the evening. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah makes it so clear. Is it a group of people that making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala? Withhold yourself, make sabr. You would want to go out, but on that other side, there's a group of people that making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Waspir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rahum bil ghadati wal ashi. Yuriduna wajha. They are a group of people that are making the dhikr of Allah, remembering Allah. They want the closest to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Withhold yourself with those people and engage in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one verse of the Quran Kareem, Allah encourages us to make dhikr and He says, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wal nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. First, Allah speaks about the creation of the sky and the earth. Look at the great sky, the sun, the moon. Allah speaks about the earth. Then Allah speaks about the alternating of the day and the night. What is that? It was dark. Few moments later it became light. Who converted the darkness into light? Who converted the light into darkness? None other but Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Then Allah says that in this, there are signs for intelligent people. And defining the intelligent people, Allah says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. There are those people that remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala standing, sitting, lying down, and they ponder upon the creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. From all these verses, we understand how much of encouragement they are for us to turn to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam reported to have mentioned one sahabi, Abdullah ibn Abi Busr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna sharaya al-Islam kad kathurat. There are many, many laws of deen and shariat. Sometimes laws of namaz, zakat. There are so many masail and related masail to it. How am I going to remember everything? Show me something astannu bihi. Something very comprehensive. I just practice on something short and brief, comprehensive, and by doing so, I will be practicing on every aspect of Sharia. What is that, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, La yazalu lisanuka ratmam bi zikrillah. Keep your tongue moist in the zikr of Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All the time, engage yourself in the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And lastly, one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala who says, the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging the Sahaba to make the dhikr. He told to them, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَسْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَسْكُرُ مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. The person that make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, compare him with that person that's not making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The comparison between them two is the comparison of a living person and a dead person. A person that making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is alive, his heart is alive, attached to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And a person that is not making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, his heart is dead. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and inculcate within ourselves the habit of making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Last night, we did half the zikr from the 12 tasbihats, we did 6. Tonight or now in the morning, we'll do the remaining. You don't have to do all the 12, you don't have to do 6. Every day, few moments of your life, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, make it a habit of taking a few moments and engaging yourself in the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The last few moments of the month of Ramadan we have, it is to inculcate this habit in us. You don't have to do full 12 tasbihats, you don't have to do 6 tasbihats, even if you do 2 or 3 tasbihats, as long as you take a few moments of your life, few moments of the day, in directing your heart and mind solely to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat, inshallah. Recite 3 times, Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Hadiri, Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Ma'i, Allah, 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 Allah. The statements that I've included in between, whilst taking the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, where you say, Allahu Naziri, that Allah is seeing me. Allahu Haziri, Allah is present with me. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. And when we say these words, then we remind ourselves, we conscientize ourselves that we are not free to do whatever we want to. We have yaqeen and conviction that Allah is seeing, Allah is with me, Allah is present, Allah is seeing everything. And that develops that consciousness of Allah within our hearts, and we feel that closeness with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in our zikr, you introduce these kind of words to build that attachment and that closeness with Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah, 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 Allah. After making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, lift up your hands and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When a person makes dua to Allah ta'ala after making zikr, most definitely, without any doubt, the dua is accepted. And this is understood from the ayat of the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah says, Faskuruni askurkum. You make my zikr, you remember me, I will remember you. We made the zikr of Allah, we remembered Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah will remember us, Allah will answer our calls. Allah tells us in the Quran Kareem, Ud'uni astajib lakum. You make dua to me, I will respond to the duas that you make to me. So after zikr, make it a habit. Few moments, the challenges of life that we go through, make dua for yourselves, make dua for the ummah, make dua for the various aspects of your life, for your near ones, family ones, dear ones. The dua after zikr are most definitely accepted. Allah grant us tawfiq. After making dua, it won't be a long time before it will be sunrise at the time of ishraq. Make it a habit to read 2 rakat salatul ishraq. It is mentioned in the hadith in Tirmizi, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that if a person have to read his Fajr namaz, and then after Fajr he remains in that place making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and then he reads 2 rakat salah, Allah will reward him with an accepted hajj, Allah will reward him with an accepted umrah. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, 2 rakat salatul ishraq you make, whatever sins you have committed, the minor sins, if the equivalent of foam of the sea, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive. Yes, of course, for major guna, major sins, you have to make tawbah and istighfar to Allah. So when you read this 2 rakat salatul ishraq, read it also with the niyat of tawbah, be your major sins are forgiven and your minor sins are also forgiven. Try to inculcate these habits in the month of Ramadan so that if we increase the quality of our life and our attachment to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah grant us tawfiq. Let us make our own independent du'as by ourselves, inshallah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل وأصحاب سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Thank you.